Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Gimel today. If you remember, yesterday we did the Mishnah. The Mishnah said lulav is sometimes 7 days, sometimes it's 6 days. And we said if the first day of Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, then in the Beis Hamikdash we're going to waive lulav for 7 days. But if Shabbos comes up on one of the other days, then on that day, we're not going to waive lulav, and lulav will only be 6 days. That's what we learned. Okay, so we've been introduced to the idea of not taking lulav on Shabbos, albeit not on the first day, but that's where the Mishnah introduces me to this idea. Let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom, I'm in base of a base. We did this yesterday, but I'll go up again today. So the Gemara says, so am I. So the Gemara says, well, why is it that I can't take the lulav on Shabbos? It's just tiltul. It means at most we think of be muksa. And the way they quoted in the article, they quoted from the Ruflaner, that this is going on one side. Like one side of muksa is that it's not to prevent you from doing a malacha deraisa. It's just to enhance Shabbos. In other words, you want to make Shabbos more a special, distinctive day. Remember, it's like the people who are Yoshpik Prano, there's no difference from Shabbos during the week. So we want things to be a little different for Shabbos. So, but under these circumstances, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. So, mitzvah d'oraisa should push away muksa. That's what the Gemara has. So, the Gemara, Rabbi explains, so the reason that you can't take a lulav on Shabbat is we're afraid the person's eagerness to perform the mitzvah will and it will take lulav and go to a baki. And Rashi says he doesn't know how to do the nanuim, he doesn't know how to do the shaking of lulav, or he doesn't know the brachot for lulav. So we'll go there, and on the top line of Mem Gimel Min Aleph, Yavirenu Arba Amot Rishud Rabim. And then, as a result of that, we'll come carry the lulav Dalad Amot and Rishud Rabim. And it would equally be true if you were taking Rishud Yachin's Rishud Rabim, but it's more likely this scenario, the way Rashi takes it over. Behindu Tamad Shofar, Behindu Tamad the Megillah. And that's the reason why we don't, you know, blow Shofar on Shabbos, and the reason that we don't blow read Megillah on Shabbos. And it means in Yerushalayim it could happen that the 15th of Adar is on a Shabbos, but before when they were Kaddish Al-Pi-Ri'iyah, to the 14th of Adar could have come out on a Shabbos as well. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Yom Rishonami. So if that's the case, that we're concerned that a person may carry the lulav and be Mechal Shabbos, so then even if the first day of Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, you should also not take the lulav. What's the difference the first day and the other day? So the Gemara says, Rishon Hatzikin Lirabana Beveto. So the Gemara says that the first day, the Chachamim established that a person should take lulav in his house. Remember, we saw this, the Gemara said that they were mitakein, that they'll take it in their house. So the Gemara says hatena chachar taka. So it means since everybody knows take in the house, so there's no chashash that they're going to be mechal Shabbos. So hatena chachar takana. So that's right. After they make the takana, you're right. That's true. But kodem takana ma'iklamimber. What about the period before they made that takana? Means at one point in time they had the gezerah that you can't take lulav on Shabbos, but when the first day of Yom Tov is that you could take lulav on Shabbos before they made the takana take in the house. What's up? Right. In other words, we establish a rule. Don't leave your house with lulav tomorrow. Yeah. Everybody knows they can't leave the house with lulav. So that's the takana. So we think the person will know that he should leave the house. He shouldn't leave the house with it. All right. So the Gemara says, but before the takana, or at the point in time before they made takana, why is it that the first day is so different? So again, on line five, Ella, so the Gemara gives a different hesber. So scratch what we said up till now. The Gemara gives a different hesber. Ella Rishon to Itam and Atorah Begvulin. The first day, there's a mitzvah to take lulav everywhere in the world. On the first day, there's a mitzvah to take lulav in the whole world. So lo gazru rabbanan. That day was so chashuv, so the chachamim didn't make a gezerah on it. He says, Hanach, in other words, in Achinami, we do have all the same chashashot, but that day was so important, they didn't want to, you know, be okar even sheva al taseh. Hanach, the nelman, a Torah begvulin, the other days that there's no mitzvah to take outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Minat Torah. So he says, Gazru Buhu Rabbanan, the Chachamim made Gzeiros. So it means before the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the only place that you would take after day one is in the Beis HaMikdash, or according to the Rambam in Yerushalayim. So there, they made the Gzeiros. So that's what we think the difference is. So the first day is unusual because you're high of everyone in the world. They didn't want to, like, you know, bring it down. Otherwise, yeah, they did. So the Gemara says, Ihachi ha'idanami. So if that's the case, so what about now? Now that there's no Beis Hamikdash, so we should be carrying lulav. We should be waving lulav on the first day. So if the first day of Yontiv is on a Shabbos, so even though it's after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, we should wave lulav. The first day, we should wave lulav. Yihachi idanami, because that's such an important day. So the Gemara says, Ana lo yadina b'kibu diyarcha. So the Gemara says, we in Bavel, we're not so baki in the kviyat of Rosh Chodesh. In other words, they declare the Rosh Chodesh in Yerushalayim, or not in Yerushalayim, after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, wherever the Sanhedrin is where they're declaring the Rosh Chodesh. So here in Bavel, we don't know what day they declare Rosh Chodesh. So when we're not sure that today is really the first day of Yontiv. So today we know is Shabbos, and we think it's the first day of Yontiv, but tomorrow could be the first day of Yontiv. So because that's Safek, we're not going to take it. That's what he says. So just 1 minute, and I'll get questions in a minute. So Rashi says, around the 20th narrow line, though you didn't pick me at the Arka, Shemayin Yontiv al-Makar, Dhabalan Lemebad el-Mubar. Maybe this year we should have intercalated Elul and made Elul 30 days. We don't know. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, Inu diyadi b'kibu diyarcha lidhu. So the Gemara says, so in Eretz Yisrael, where they know with certainty which day is Rosh Chodesh, so then they should wave lulav, even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, when the first day of Yontiv coincides with Shabbos, they should wave lulav. So the Gemara says, Inachinani. The Gemara says, that's 100% correct. Now, the Gemara is going to, at the end of today's daf, at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to be closer from it. But the Gemara thinks right now that in Eretz Yisrael, you should wave even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, when Shabbos and Yontiv coincide, you should wave lulav. Now let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. He says, this should be Ditnan. Ditnan Chara, we learned one Mishnah, and this Mishnah was in yesterday's daf. One Mishnah says that when the first day of Yontiv coincides with Shabbos, so on Friday, everybody brings their lulav to the base of Mikdash. Utnan Idach, we learned a different Mishnah, this was an earlier Mishnah. He says, this was the day before. And Dafim Aleph, the Beit Knesset. So the earlier Mishnah said everybody's going to bring their lulav to the Beit Knesset. Shmamina. So how come one Mishnah is talking about the Beis Hamikdash, one talking about Knesset? Shmamina. Kamizman Shmikdash Kiyam. The one that's talking about the Beis Hamikdash is when the Beis Hamikdash is still standing. So you bring lulav to the Beis Hamikdash for Shabbos. Kamizman Shein Beit Hamikdash Kiyam. The other Mishnah is talking about there's no Beis Hamikdash that's still standing. You bring lulavim to the shul. The Gemara says Shmamina. So the Gemara takes that. That's the way the Gemara is concluding at this point in time. Okay, let's just pause for a second. Let's digest and see what we learned, and then we'll take it down. Okay, so we learned first that there's Gzeira not to take the lulav on Shabbos, and that's because Gzeira Shema Yitlenu Biyadav Yilechet Sobaki Lama would be Abirenu Arba Vershad Rabim. We're afraid that the person will carry the lulav on Shabbos and be Mechal Shabbos on a derisa level, so you shouldn't take the lulav on Shabbos. It's, except for the first day. So the first day, so the Gemara says, why is the first day so different? So the Gemara says the first day is so chashuv because everywhere in the world they wave lulav on the first day. The other days they only wave lulav in the base of Mikdash, or according to the Rabbah in Yerushalayim as well. But the first day in the whole Ganspel, everybody waves lulav. So there the Chamin didn't want to be okay of the mitzvah. In other words, if you think it over, let's analyze it. In other words, let's say we're living before the Takana of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. So the only day that I would wave lulav is one day. So if I'm goes there not to take it, then I'm out of gas. I don't even have the mitzvah b'chlal. I'm totally ochre, totally eliminating the mitzvah. So that's why there was just that day. So the Gemara said, so if that's the case, so now even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, when the first day of Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, we should wave lulav. So the Gemara said, but here in Bavel, we don't know for sure which day is Rosh Chodesh. We don't know. We think Yontiv is Shabbos. Yontiv may actually be on Sunday. We don't know which day is Yontiv because they were Kadesh al-Pi Re'iyah with the Edom, and the news has to travel around. And we don't get the news so quickly. So therefore, we're not going to take lulav on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, in Eretz Yisrael, where they know what day is Rosh Chodesh, they should. So the Gemara says, in Achinami, they should take it. And the way the Gemara is at it right now, they would wave lulav when the first of Yontiv is on a Shabbos. Okay, who's the questions, comments, to us, anything we did so far? What's up? All right. No. Yom Kippur was also Masupak when Yom Kippur was. All right. Now, all right, any other questions? So again, this is like, this is not just now. I mean, like, it's like we have this whole Yontif Sheni. Like, why do we celebrate 2 days Yontif by all the Yom Tovim? Why do I have 2 days of Sukkot? Why do I have 2 days of Shavuos? Why do I do the Pesach? So the Gemara says that even though we have a luach, the Gemara says they sent them the question to Eretz Israel, and they sent back, Kizaru b'minag avoteichem b'yadeichem. You should have still continued on with the minag of your forebears, because Shem Yechzor Adavar, the thing may go back the way it used to be. So leave it the way it is. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? All right. Let's keep moving on in the Gemara. All right? Let's take a look further. Now,
Shabbos,
they know when Shabbos is. Right. It's just Yontif, right? Okay. Now, all right, so I'm back in the Gemara around line 15. Okay? So the Gemara says, the Ethan and Torah Gulen Menalan. So where do we know that there's a mitzvah to wave lulav on the first day outside the Beis HaMikdash? So in the Beis HaMikdash, we know it says, Usmatam Lutnei Hashem Elkeichem Shivat Yamim. You should rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. And it's not so pashut, but Chazal teach us being mesameach with lulav and esrog, 7 days. Where do we know there's a mitzvah outside the Beis HaMikdash taking lulav on the first day? So the Ethan and Torah Gulen Menalan. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, that everybody takes their own lulav. It doesn't say v'lakachta, then I would think that only the Bezdin takes the lulav, v'lakachem, everybody takes their own lulav and esrog. Lachem, mishalachem, lotzir shul b'ragazul. So it says, v'lakachem lachem, that it has to be your lulav and esrog. He says, so you can't borrow it on the first day, or the first 2 days in the chutz la'aretz and the gazul. Bayom, it's going down the pasuk, lachem lachem bayom, you'll take it even on Shabbos, and we'll discuss what this is teaching in a minute. Okay, he says. Then the Brisa says, let me see the bar. He says, He says, Rishon afilu bigvulin. So Rishon teaches me that even outside the base of Mikdash, I take the lulav on the Rishon. It's not like a drash from an extra word or anything. This is pshuto shemikra. Ten lachem b'yom Rishon means outside the base of Mikdash, you take the lulav and esrog. Ha Rishon b'meishenu docha el yom tov Rishon b'vad. So Ha Rishon teaches me that it's enu docha el yom tov Rishon b'vad, that on the first day I'm going to take it no matter what. That's the way the Bryce is taking it. In other words, even on Shabbos. All right, that's the Braisa. Now the Gemara will take down the Braisa, seriatim, as we say in law. Okay, now, Amarmar Bayom Bapilu B'Shabbat. So one of the drashas was that Bayom, even on Shabbos, you should take the lulav. That's what we just said in the Braisa. So Michti Tiltul Ba'amahu Istrikhrala Mishri Tiltul. So the Gemara understands what would be the potential problem about taking a lulav on Shabbos, that I need the Torah to say that I should take it even on Shabbos. So the Gemara thinks the only problem I could think of, it would be a muksa issue. Tilpul is usually muksa. The muksa issue, muksa is on it, is a drabanan din. So the Gemara says, is chakral mishri tiltul? Do I need a pasuk? We matir that, which is prohibited on a drabanan level? But with taking a stick would be like muksa. So amaravo, onis chakral lakshri lula, believe it, the haitanam. So the Gemara says, this limud is teaching me that even the makshire lula, or docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to learn in a minute that according to the Tanah Reb Lezer, remember we had Reb Lezer in Shabbos. Who remembers about Mila, what Reb Lezer says? Vern, do you remember? Right.
It's something with Machshire.
All right, you got it. You got it, Vern and Yosef got it. Anyway, we said that according to the Tanah Reb Lezer, you can chop down a tree to make a fire, to make coals in order to make the knife that you need for the Bris Mila. So he has a similar love. He holds that by lulav, I could chop or cut the lulav off the lulav tree on Shabbos, and I could tie the egg and make a knot on Shabbos. That's the machshire lulav. I'm allowed to do it on Shabbos, and he learns it from this pasuk. He learned by it says by yom. Rafil b'Shabbat, believe it or not, Tani, we learn in the brisa lulav before machshire of dochen or Shabbat to Reb Lezer. According to Reb Lezer, the lulav and all its machshirim, all its preparatory acts, are docha Shabbos. My time with Reb Lezer, I'm a krab bayom afilu b'Shabbat. So why does Reb Lezer learn the machshire lulav v'docha Shabbos? Because he learns it from the Braisa. It means this Braisa that we just learned follows the sheet of Reb Lezer. When it says bayom afilu b'Shabbat, it's not teaching me about books. It's teaching me that bayom, that even on Shabbos, even if I have to do things that would otherwise be a malach on Shabbos, I could do it for the lulav. So he says, the Gemara says, Rabbanan bayom mayavdilei. So the Chacham don't learn that way. So what do they do with the word bayom? Says me bayom below. They take that word that to learn that the mitzvah of lulav is only during the day. The mitzvah of lulav is not at night. Reb Lezer, so we assume that the Tanna Reb Lezer also holds that the mitzvah of lulav is only by day, not by night. But where does he learn it? By yom, he was learning afilu b'shabbat. So where does he learn by yom v'lo b'layla? So naflemi sefer tikra. He learns it from the end of the pasuk. It says, "Usmatel pnei Hashem l'techem b'shabbat yamim." You should rejoice before Hashem your God. And it says, "L'pnei Hashem" means like the base of mikdash. So it's a code. "L'pnei Hashem" means the base of mikdash. Shabbat yamim for 7 days. Yamim below leilo. So he learns when it says shabbat yamim, it means by day and not by night. Rabbanan, but the chamim say in response, that's not a good limud. Imi hatam habamina leilo yamim yamim misukka. If that's your limud, I would think that by analogy, I should compare it to the mitzvah sukkah. It says sukkah, it says by sukkot teshu shivan yamim. There we say yamim doesn't mean just by day, it means day and night. Yom could be day or yom could be day 24 hours. So it says by sukkot teshu shivan yamim, there we say it means day and night. You should dwell on sukkah for 7 days, right? The 7 days means day and night. So when it says smak tem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivan yamim, I would think that means day and night as well. If that was the only source, he says, just by sukkah, day and night, okay, so we had this limud. Okay, let me just do another 10 lines and then I'll pause, okay? So now the Gemara is a little bit of a tangent. So again, we darshened out the pasuk with Atem Lechem B'Yom Rishon, and the reason we brought that pasuk in was teach me that you have a mitzvah of lulav even everywhere in the world by Yom HaRishon. That's why we brought the Braisa in. But as part of the Braisa, we had by Yom HaFilu B'Shabbat. So why do I need the Torah to teach me that I can take a little bit of Shabbat? What would I think the problem is? So Muksa, I wouldn't think Muksa doesn't exist at the time in the Torah, you know, and I don't need the Pasuk to tell me. So the Gemara says, no, it's going on that Braisa, going according to Reb Lezer, and to tell me that the Machshirei Lulav are Doka Shabbos. All right, now, let's see back in the Gemara. So in the course of discussion, we said that sukkah, when it says b'sukkot teshu shabbat yamim, everybody takes it that means by day and by night. And the mitzvah is dwell on sukkah. So the Gemara says, sukkah go from an island. Where do we know that the mitzvah sukkah means 24-hour days? Tana Rabbana, we learned the braisa b'sukkot teshu shabbat yamim. You should dwell on sukkah for 7 days. Yamim v'afil leilo means days and even nights. So the braisa continues, and tell Mary yamim v'afil leilo is the pshat days and even nights. Maybe it just means day. Maybe I only miss the stay in the sukkah during the day. Below leilo. But dinhu, and I can have an argument. Nemar kan yamim, benemar belulav yamim. I think that I have an argument to say that the mitzvah sukkah is only by day. Because here it says yamim by sukkah. And it says yamim by lulav. He says, mala halan yamim below leilo. So just by lulav, it means day and not night. Afkan yamim below leilo. So to here by sukkah means day and not night. Oh, plakhu darzu. Or I can analyze it this way. Nemar kan yamim v'nemar milum yamim. So milum is the investiture of Aaron and his sons. So in the Chumash, it says we petach all the way lo teitzu shivat yamim that you have to spend 7 days. And it was during the investiture period. It was a week, so they couldn't leave the Mishkan for 7 days. It says right. So it says the pasuk says petach all the way teshu yomam v'layla that you should be there yomam v'layla day and night. Day and night, clearly day and night. So he says, back to the Gemara, v'nemar milum yamin. Ma'ala halin yamin v'afil leilot. Over there, it means day and night. He says, afkan yamin v'afil leilot. So again, so I don't know what sukkah. Sukkah says, v'sukkot teshu shivat yamin. The word yom can mean day, like from daybreak to sunset, that could be day, or day can mean day and night. So when the Torah says, v'sukkot teshu shivat yamin, I don't know whether it means day or day and night. So on the one hand, I could compare it to lulav. Lulav is only by the day. Like that's a sukkah item. And so lulav we said is only by the day. So then the sukkahs will be the day. On the other hand, there's another pasuk by the miluim, and there it clearly means day and night. So it says, near the midoma. So the Gemara says, we'll see which one is it more similar to. I'm trying to learn sukkah. And my choice is I could turn to lulav or I could turn to miluim. So on the one hand, dani devarsh mitzvotok kol yom, midvarsh mitzvotok kol yom. Makes sense. Sukkah is not a mitzvah. Just I go in the sukkah, I eat and then leave. In other words, even though unfortunately some people may view it that way, but you know, in other words, mitzvah sukkah is the same as sukkah. So it makes sense. I'll judge devarsh mitzvah kol yom, be devarsh mitzvah kol yom. So too, like staying in the mishkan, you know, in other words, to learn from lulav, lulav is like a 1 second deal to do the mitzvah lulav, or 5 to 10 seconds with lulav if I do the nanuim. So it takes 10 seconds. Mitzvah sukkah is clearly longer than that. So it makes sense I should compare it to something more analogous to it. So then it would left with the result that it would be 24 hours. Or I could analyze it this way. Sukkah is a mitzvah for all generations. Lulav is a mitzvah for all generations. Miluim is a one-shot deal. So in that analysis, I would end up comparing it to lulav. So Talmud Lomar, front page, top line, on Mem Gimel Beis. Talmud Lomar, teshu l'gzeirah shavah. So the Gemara now says there's a gzeirah shavah. This is basukot teshu shivat yamim, and it says we petach olam moed. It says we petach olam moed teshu yom avalayla. So it says teshu. He says nemar kan teshu v'nemar miluim teshu. Just like over there, it's day and night. So too here, day and night. Okay, so I think we have our limudim. All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far?
Just one quick thing on the machshire. When you talked about putting the eged together for the lula, is that a right. Kesher shel kayama?
Yes.
It is.
Remember, there's a different member with different shito. What's a kesher shel kayama? But according to one opinion, it depends on the type of knot or how long I intended to be there. But either way, it's going to be a kesher shel kayama, right? I'm going to keep it there more than 24 hours and I'm going to make it like knotted that it can't come out. And so
what if you did it just to bench and then let it come out and did it again?
I think it's like working at counter purposes. If you want egged, it has to be the kesher shel kayama. If it's not a kesher shel kayama, it's not egged. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? All right. We got a happy team with us. Okay. Let's keep moving. All right. Right. That would be one way to do it. Also, that even when you've done it, remember we saw the Anshei Yerushalayim would take lulav around wherever they would go. Today, right. That's one way. But I'm saying even beyond that, though, first of all, let's say a person didn't take it in the morning. You know, in other words, we'll skip that. But in other words, let's say the Anshei Yerushalayim, they would take lulav around wherever they would go. So if it's the mitzvah night, so I could take lulav around at night, you know, and be yotze there as well. You know what I mean? There was even if it's yotze the mitzvah, you do above and beyond. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now we're up to Arava. So on line 3, Arava Shiva Ketzad. So we said that the mitzvah of Rava, we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah of Rava. Now the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash is take, not like our Rava, take these long Rava that were 11 amot long, they would bring it just in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a question whether they went around the Mizbeach with it or not, but they certainly leaned it against the Mizbeach and it flopped on top of the Mizbeach. Okay, that's the mitzvah of Rava. Now the mitzvah of Rava is not mentioned in the Furish and the Sukkim L'Chumash. So either it's Halakha L'Moshem Yisinai, or according to one opinion in the Gemara, it's learned that from Arve. It says Arve Nahal, so that's plural. So there's an allusion, according to one opinion, I think we're going to have soon tomorrow, not tonight. It says, yeah, tomorrow's daf. If you look in Mendel and Manalat, so Abba Shul says Arve Nahal, Kiv Shtayim, Achat Lulav, Achat Mikdash. It's around 20 lines down on Mendel and Manalat. So Arve is plural. Arve is an allusion that you have a mitzvah to take the Arab in the Lulav, and a mitzvah to take a Arab in the base of Mikdash as well. Okay? Separately. All right? A separate mitzvah. There's a question whether they took the lulav and the arabot as well, but it's a separate mitzvah. Okay. Okay. Now let's back in the Gemara. So arabah shibaketzah. So the arabah, sometimes we take the arabah for 7 days in the base of Mikdash, and sometimes 6 days. We said if Hoshana Rabbah came out on a Shabbos, which can't on the luach, but if it would have come out on a Shabbos, it would take it for 7 days. If Shabbos would come out during the week, then they would not take the Arava on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara learned. Okay? And that's really like with the Gezerah. So Arava Shiva Ketzad. So Arava Shvi, my time, Adakish Shabbat. So the Gemara says, why is it Docha Shabbat? In other words, we don't take the Arava normally. And we wouldn't take the Arava, presumably, we think, because it's the same thing that we said from Rabbah. We're afraid people are going to carry and things like that. So why then, when the last day is Shabbos, do we do take it? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the first Mashim in the Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we want to publicize it's a mitzvah in the Torah to take the Arava. So by taking it when the last day of Yontif was on Shabbos, that's showing that there's such a chashivas, this mitzvah, that even on Shabbos we take it under one scenario. So that's because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. So ihafi lulav nami lipti, he does parse moshum in the Torah. So if that's the case, so a lulav as well, we should take it on whenever Shabbos comes out. In other words, we should abolish this gzeira. In other words, we have a gzeira and take lulav because of Rabbah, that we should be Yaviran Arba Mashad Rabbim. We should get rid of that gzeira because we want to publicize that lulav is a mitzvah in the Torah. So lulav gzeira mishum de Rabbah. So lulav we're not going to take because of the gzeira Rabbah. So ihake Rabbah nami nigzor. So then with the same consideration is by the Rabbah. Why is the Rabbah? What's different with the last day of the Rabbah? So the Gemara says, a Rabbah shluchei beit in ma'iti law. So the difference is the Rabbah is brought by the shluchei beit. In other words, the Rabbah is being brought to the Beis Mikdash by the emissaries of the Beis. And the people who are going to take the Rabbah, the way Rashi learns, is just the Kohanim. Let's look at Rashi, the 8th hour line. The only ones who are going to take their Arava, the Kohanim. So there are all going to be, everybody's going to be very careful. Nobody's going to carry the Arava. So back to the Gemara. Arava shluchi beit ma'iti la. Lulav l'komasur. Lulav is like the Wild West. Everybody takes a lulav. So with lulav, we have to be concerned that people will carry. But with the Arava, I'm not concerned that anybody's going to carry in the Shabbos. So ihafi kol yom nami lidchi. So if that's the case, so the Arava, even if Shabbos comes out during Sukkot, I should take the Arava. In other words, we said, if Shabbos comes out on any day other than the last day of Sukkot, then I don't take the Arava. But if there's no concern of people carrying the Arava, because the Shulchan Aruch are the ones who can take it, and they're going to be delivered to the Kohanim, the Kohanim are very Zaris, so then I should have Arava, it should always be 7 days. So the Gemara says, Ati the Pekukei Belulav. If we would take the Arava for 7 days, and Lulav we would take 6 days, people would come to disparage the mitzvah of Lulav and say, oh, like this mitzvah is the chashuv one, that one is like, you know, less so. So the Gemara says, V'lidchi b'yom tov rishon. So the Gemara says, you know what, so why don't we do it this way? Why don't we say that Arava will be Docha Shabbos? We understand you want Arava to be Docha Shabbos, and you want to show that it's mitzvah in the Torah. So why don't we say, let's bring everything together and say, Lulav, when it's the first day of Yom Tov on Shabbos, will be Docha, and we'll take Lulav. And Arava, when the first day of Yom Tov is on Shabbos, we'll keep everything simple. Everything, when the Shabbos is the first day, everything goes, otherwise not. So Lulav be Yom Tov Rishon, Lomucha Milta. That would not be clear that the Arava has its own Kashivas. Amri, Lulav Hudaka Dati. People would say, it's really the Lulav which is Docha Shabbos. It's really the Lulav which is the main item. And the other one is just coming along for the ride. That's what people would say. So the Gemara says, "Belidchi b'kad mehanach." So if you want one day where a Rava will be, taken on a Shabbos, why is it the seventh day? And I understand the first thing you don't want is lulav day, but let's why is it the seventh day? Why not day 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6? So came into Kamafka Lame Rishon, since they removed it from the first day is going to be for lulav. So Ukma Ashvi, they said, you know, it's not the first day, we're going to do the last day. Let's take a look at Rashi. Is Ukma Shvi Yom Suyam O Rishon Lachon? One day that's like absolute, like clear. You know, first day, last day, very sharp. So the Gemara says Ihaki Ha'idin Nami Litchi. So now the Gemara says, now after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, there is no mitzvah in our Torah to take the Arava. But the Gemara is going to learn, and I think it's in tomorrow's daf. Yeah, that there's a minag neviim to take the Arava, right? There was a minag neviim that we take the Arava. So if that's the case, yihaki ha'idin nami lidchi. So then even today, even after the Korban Beis Hamikdash, the Arava, when Hoshana Rabba would come out of Shabbos, which it doesn't now, but if it would come out on the Shabbos, we should take the Arava out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ana lo yadinim b'kivu d'yarcha. So we in Babel, we're not so baki on which the days of the month are, if indeed what the 7th day is really the 7th day. So the Gemara says, Inu with the Yarchalipti. So the Gemara says, what about in Eretz Israel? So in Eretz Israel, they know the dates. So when the 7th day, when Hoshana Rabba comes out on Shabbos, they should take the Aravot. So that's the question, okay? So when the 7th day of Hoshana Rabba is on a Shabbos, they should take it in Eretz Israel. Yata Barhedya Amar Lu'ikla. So when Barhedya came to Babel, he said that it never happens that Hoshana Rabbah is on a Shabbos, which is like with our Luach, but it means before Luach, the Beis Din was always calculating to make sure it would never, be Kovei a day when Hoshana Rabbah would come out on Shabbos. So it's in that klal, lo adu rosh. So which one would it be? So I got to get a luach out, but we're trying to rabba on a Shabbos. So if, all right, I got to work at the luach, but anyway, still a week left.
That would mean the first day of Sukkot would have to be on a Sunday, right?
Well, if that's the case, that's the aleph, lo adu rosh.
Right, so I think so.
Okay, so the first day of Rosh Hashanah is never on a Sunday. So the Gemara said with the luach. Now, ki ata ravin, but when ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, the chul nechute and all the yordim from Eretz Yisrael came with him. Amri, they said, the yordim, they could have started out in Bava, went studying Eretz Yisrael, came back, whatever. He says, Amri, they said, ikla v'lo dachi. They said it did happen, and it's not doka. So the hadar kush the dukta. So the question is still in place. He says it does happen sometimes that Hoshana Rab is on a Shabbos, but they were declaring it that way, and it wasn't doka. So we don't know. Bill Akasha, so we got Akasha. Why is it not Docha today in Eretz Yisrael when the seventh day comes out on a Shabbos? So Amar Rav Yosef, Man Leimelan Da Rava Ben Atila. So Rav Yosef said, who says the mitzvah of a Rava, he means in the Beis HaMikdash was Ben Atila, taking the Lulav, the Rava. Dilma B'Zakifa. Perhaps the real mitzvah, Ben Torah, is leaning it against the Mizbeach. So since we don't have a Mizbeach anymore, and there's nothing similar to that, we just have this Minag Nevi'im, it's so far removed from the original mitzvah, then therefore, then it's not docha. Okay, so, you know, let me just, I did a lot so far. I have some questions coming up, but let me just pause for a minute in case people have questions. Anybody have questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Okay, I'm going to go on. Now, okay, so that's Rav Yosef's talak. Remember Rav Yosef's question? He says the mitzvah Rava could be b'zakifa. So b'zakifa, we don't have z'kifa, it's not mizbeach anymore. So there's no reason for it to be docha Shabbos. So Efe Abayi, so Abayi was his Talmud. I remember Abayi helped restore his learning when he forgot it. Efe Abayi, Lulav Rabba Shisha B'Shiva. He says that the Mishnah says that the mitzvah Lulav and mitzvah Rabba are 6 and 7 days. My Lav Lulav, is it not the mitzvah Rabba is, you know, similar to the mitzvah Lulav? My Lulav Ben Atila, just like the mitzvah Lulav, just taking Lulav, you go to the mitzvah, Afar Rabba Ben Atila. Also the Rabba is that way. So since the Mishnah mentions Lulav Arava, we think that there's similar mitzvah. So the verse is a mediator. Who says? Each one has its own mitzvah. Okay, that question we resolve. Okay, Efe Abaye. Abaye asks another question. When Abaye starts up, he doesn't let go. So Efe Abaye. The Chol Yom HaKipin Rizbeach Pamachat. This is the Mishnah you're going to have on Shabbos. The Chol Yom HaKipin Rizbeach Pamachat. Inside the base of Mikdash, every day they would go around and Rizbeach once. But with Chol Yom HaShavah Pamim. On that day, Shoshana Rabba, they went around 7 times. My love, Ba'arava, was it not? They went around with the Arava. So they're going around with the Arava, the mitzvah is Natila. In other words, after they go around, then they could lean in against the Mizbeach. But there's more of the mitzvah than if the mitzvah is taking going around with it, so the mitzvah is Natila. So lo, Belulav. No, it just means the Rav Yosef says, just means they went around with the Lulav and the Arava afterwards they put it on the Mizbeach. All right. So we had a question, what's the mitzvah of a rabba in the base of Mikdash? What was the mitzvah? So if the mitzvah was Natila, just to take the rabba, so what we have now is like the equivalent of it. We take, not exactly, but we take the rabba. No, they're talking about on Hoshana Rabba. On Hoshana Rabba. Don't you take a rabba on Hoshana Rabba? Okay. So then the mitzvah is the same thing. But if the mitzvah is zakifa to align it against the mizbeach, we don't have a mizbeach. So it's far removed from it, right? So the Gemara says, how come in Eretz Yisrael, when Hoshana Rabba comes out on a Shabbos, they don't take the Arabo? So Rav Yosef says, who says the mitzvah is, it wasn't the base mitzvah of the Tila, the mitzvah was zakifa, you know, leaning against the mizbeach. So we were so far removed from that, there's no reason to take it now on Shabbos. Right. So then Abaye is trying to prove that the mitzvah is Natila. So Abaye proves that in the Beis HaMikdash, or he tries to prove that they would go around the Mizbeach with the Aravot every day once, and then on Hoshana Rabba they went around 7 times. So that shows that the mitzvah is Natila. So he says, no, they didn't go around with the Aravot, they went around with the Lulav. Nothing to do with the Aravot. All right? Now, if you look at Rashi, in 3 lines above where it gets wide or medium wide downstairs, in other words, they would go around they would, the way we think, lean the arava against the mizbeach and then go around with the lulav. That's what we think. So the Gemara says in the back of the Gemara, the ha'amar of Nachman amar ruhua ba'arava, but Rav Nachman, this is a bayit. Bayit says the Rav Nachman said ruhua, that they went around with the arava. So how can you, what do you do with this, Rav Yosef? So amalei hu amar lach ba'arava v'anamina b'lulav. So he says arava. I'm cholik with him. I say he went around with lulav. What do you want from me? That's what Rav Yosef's answer is. Okay. All right. Now, itmar. So it's a machloket when they ran around the Mizbeah during Sukkot, did they go around with the Aravod and then afterwards lean the Arav against the Mizbeah, or the way Rashi's learning, lean against the Mizbeah and go around with Lulav. So the Gemara has machloket. So Rav Lazo says they went around with Lulav, and Rashi Bar Natan says Rav Chanina Bar Rava, but Chanina Bar Nachman, Amar Vua Bar Rava. Amalei Rava, the Rav Yitzchak, the Rage of Rava Bar Bar Chana. So Rabbi said to Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Bar Bachana, Bar Uriya. Bar Uriya means like Torah scholar. Like Uriya is like a writer, the light, right? Bar Uriya, like the illuminating one. So Bar Uriya, Tava Emalach Milta Mal Yitzchak Amar Avuch. He says, come, I'll tell you something that your father said. Your father was Rabbi Bar Bachana. Hadidnan Kol Yom Kippur Mizbeach Hamachad. When the Mishnah says in Torah starts that every day they went on the day once. Meaning seven times. This is what your father Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in the name of Rabbi Lazar. He says Balula, but they were Balula. Okay, so far Abai has asked questions against Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef is able to, you know, resolve the questions, and so he's still going with his pshat that the reason we don't take the arava when Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos. It's because we don't have a Mizbeach anymore, so it's not good. What? Right. Okay. So Efe, the Abaye's not done with him. Abaye has another question. Efe, Lulav, now this is from a Braisa. Lulav dochera Shabbat b'chilato. Lulav is docha Shabbos at the beginning of the Yantiv, and it means when the first day of Yantiv is on a Shabbos, so you wave the Lulav, even though it's Shabbos. What? Right. So Lulav dochera Shabbat b'chilato, v'arava b'sofo, and arava on the last day. He says, "Pamachat chal shvi shel arava liyop shabbat." Once Hoshana Rabbah came out on a Shabbat, they view more biyot shel arava in the air of Shabbat. So they brought more biyot shel arava. Rashi says, "Nikiot," like the saplings. I think it's like the big fronds of arava, because a big arava on a Friday, because it can't carry them on Shabbos. Again. In the Beis HaMikdash, it could and did. It did happen. Okay. And then the Gemara had, what about now? So the Gemara said, it can't happen. Then the Gemara said, no, it did happen. And they did happen on Shabbos. Okay. So the Gemara said, today with the Luach, it can't happen. But when the Kaddish Al Pi Re'iya, it could and did. So the Gemara says, Baby and Warbi Yotchel Arav Amir of Shabbat, they brought like these large fronds, you know, from Friday. They put it in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kiruban Baitusim. So the Baitusim are similar to Tzdukim. The Gemara learns that Tzadok and Baitus were two Talmidim of Antignos Yisoko, and they were not in the Kabbalah of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So Arava is not mentioned in the Torah that we discussed. It's either totally the Torah Shebaal Peh, or at most it's an allusion from the Pesach Arvei Nachal, but the Baitusim didn't concede that there was such a mitzvah. So the Kiruban Baitusim. The Baitusim saw that they were arranging to do these Arava on Shabbos. So they took it, they hid it under the stones. The stones are mukhs, and they figured out who got rid of it. They're never going to move the stones on Shabbos. So the next day, these Amei Aretz, people who weren't so educated, saw what had taken place. They were more aligned with the Chachamim that there is a mitzvah, but they didn't realize that they can't move the stones. He says, Ushmatu mitachat rabanim. They loosened it from underneath the stones. Bevium hakohanim. And then they brought it to the Kohanim, who's kafum b'tzidah mizbeach. And the Kohanim set up on tzidah mizbeach. And here's the most important line: the pishen baitusim modim shechibur arabado kadoshavah. Because the baitusim are not moda that chibur arabim is doka shabbos. So chibur here, Rashi learns chibur. Where's chibur? Rashi learns chibur is like nanuim. One second. Yeah. So if you look at the Rashi, the first very wide line downstairs, the Yuma Kohanim was kafum. See, actually, with Rashi is a little bit different gear. So, yeah, no, I'm sorry. The Yuma Kohanim, right? Yeah, I didn't say right. I didn't say right before, but the Yumat Konim, the Konim then took it, was confirm. Let's switch back. So the first white line down says, Yumat Konim was confirm. About Yisrael, or Nithas Bein Ulam was there. Rashi says that Yisrael wouldn't be Ulam was there. So, first, this is just on a side issue. There's a question, halacha, who would go around the Mizbeah with these, during the Hashanah? So this is my focus. It goes back to the time of the Gaonim. So you see, Rashi learned that only the Kohanim were going around with the Aravo. In other words, like in the Shul, we all go around the Shulchan with everything. It's not clear in the Beis Hamikdash who went around. So Rashi learns only the Kohanim took the Aravo. Only the Kohanim went around. And Rashi learns only the Kohanim could stand between the Ulam and the Mizbeah. And so only the Kohanim went around. So I think this, or Zeruah learns that the Israelim would stand on three sides of the Mizbeah because it couldn't be between the Ulam and Mizbeah. But there's a whole question of Allah who went around. But that's not the point here. He says, Umi diktani chibot arava. Since he says chibot arava in the Braisa, mechlal v'biyad no limotam menanin ma'akifin ba'akonim and Mizbeah raglayim. So he says chibot, the way Rashi takes it means na'nuim. Is it going to do the na'nuim with it? That means there's a mitzvah of natila with it. In other words, that there's a mitzvah to take the arava and to do na'nuim with it. That's and then once I say that, then there's a mitzvah to carry it around on his back. That's the way he's understanding it. So let's see back in the Gemara. So if that's the pshat in the Braisa, then Rav Yosef's down the tubes and we're our hadar kush l'duchan. We don't understand why we don't take the arava in Eretz Israel today when the Hoshana Rabbah, if it would fall on a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amam Natilahi. So you see, there is a mitzvah in Natila. Tiyuftas, that's it. So Rav Yosef is all up to that. So the Gemara says, well, that's the case. Yelanidhu. So if that's the case, so on a Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos, which could occur but doesn't now with Luach, they should take the Rabbah even they should take the Rabbah in Eretz Israel. So the Gemara says, Kevin dan Ludachinan, since we in Babel, when Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, we don't take the Aravo, inu nami lo dachu. They also don't do it. So the Gemara says, by Yom Tov Rishon Ludidan lo dachi didhu dachi. But what about the first day of Yantav? The first day of Yantav, we said at the beginning of the daf that when the first day of Yantav comes out on Shabbos, that here in Babel, we're not going to take lulav. But in Eretz Yisrael, we'll take the lulav, and it's also not the same. So on the top line, Memdel Marav, Amri, the didhu nami lo dachi. So the Gemara says, no. The emes is that even then they wouldn't take it. So it means, let's look at the top line of Rashi. Didhu nami lo dachi. Shlo la'asot Yisrael agudot agudot. We don't want to, they didn't want to make Yisrael like fragmented, that everybody's got different things that they're doing. He says, v'nira kishtei torot. They'll see like two Torahs. Like here they take it, there they don't take it. He says, l'didan lo dachi lulav Shabbat. So the Gemara says, okay, so now the Gemara concludes that when the first day of Yom Tov comes out on a Shabbos, so we don't take it in Babel because we don't know what day it is. So they're not going to take it in Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing with the Arava, when Hoshana Arava would fall on Shabbos, though it does it with the Luach, also they're going to be on the same page as us. So now the Gemara says, the top line of Memdel Menal, Bila Kasha Hani Tarti, but now we still have difficulty with the two Mishnayot that we started off with. Remember, we had one Mishnah, they would come, leave Lulav in the base of Mikdash. The other Mishnah said they would leave Lulav in the Shuls. We said one Mishnah is talking about during the base of Mikdash, one is talking about after the Korban base of Mikdash. So now the Gemara is saying, though, that after the Korban base of Mikdash, they wouldn't take the Lulav on Shabbos when it would come out on the first day. So the Gemara says, Vilakash Anitarati, the Tanachada Kulamo Lichin Lubayim Baharabayat. One Mishnah says that everybody brought the lulav on Friday to the Harabai, Temple Mount. But Tani Yidach Lebet Mekneset, and with Tarsinan comes Banishmit Shayam, comes Banishmit Shayam. He said, one is when the base was standing, one was not standing. So the Gemara says, lo, Yidib Yidib is Banishmit Shayam. No, the emes is they're both talking about when the base mikdash is up. But Kasha, Kan Vimikdash, Kan Vigbulin. One is talking about in the base to Mikdash, and one was talking about Bigbulin, meaning when the base to Mikdash stood, so then under those circumstances, when the first of Yom Tov come out on Shabbos, so in Achinami, everybody would take the lulav on Shabbos, and Begulin they would also take it on Shabbos, but afterwards not. All right, this is questions. All right. Let me just do.
Yeah, Arba me.
What's the question? When they say lulav, they mean all four meaning. Okay. Now, all right, let me just do a little bit with this, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, now, we have the idea of lulav and machshir medocha Shabbos according to Tana Reb Lezer. So I'll cut from the beginning part. Now the Prima Gadim deliberates whether the term of kachem lachem connotes that one must take lulav that is detached from the ground, or perhaps one fulfills the mitzvah even if he takes hold of the species while they are attached to the ground or growing in a flower pot. Whereas, can I be yotzei in the mitzvah of arba minim when it's still growing from the ground or growing from a flower pot? Does that work? Okay, that's Prima Gadim. So the Aderet deduces proof from Rashi that the four species must be detached from the ground. Rashi says that according to Reb Lezer, when we permitted to cut a lulav from a tree on Yantav, the mitzvah, thus indicating essential for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, lulav be severed from the source. So why does Tana Reb Lezer say I can cut the lulav even on Shabbos unless I have to do it that way? If I don't have to do it that way, so I can just hang out near the lulav tree and wave lulav there. So the Marsham draws the distinction between a lulav still attached to the ground and one that's growing from a flower pot. He explains the term lutaktem, those lifting lulav. So the Marsham says in Akhenami, you have to lift the lulav rather than merely taking hold of it. Therefore, lulav must be severed from the tree in preparation for the mitzvah so that it can be lifted for the mitzvah. However, suggests the Marsham, if one has hadassim, for example, growing in a flower pot, he can fulfill the mitzvah by lifting the entire flower pot, even though hadassim are attached to the plant. So he means like this. The question is, what is lakachtem? That was the question of the Prima Gadim. Can it even be attached to the ground? So the Marsham wants to say lakachtem, it could be growing from a flower pot if I could lift it up, but I have to be able to lift it up. So, but the lulav, though, I can't lift up on the tree, so he figures that that has to be detached. So the Tzlach maintains that one fulfills the mitzvah by taking hold of the species even while they're attached to a tree, for he holds there's no need to lift them. He suggests that Rashi is referring to a case in which two or more species are attached to the ground, and they're in different locations. So you want to say, you don't have a raya from the Rashi. Rashi says that you cut off the lulav on Shabbos. Rashi could be doing a case where I have several minim, and they're all attached to their respective plants. He says, in this case, imperative that one detach at least one of the species. So I have an astro tree, I got a das, and I got a ramo. I'm going to have to cut one of them because I got to bring them all together. He says, so they can join with the other species of the bracha. All right, now, he's got more here. All right, I think we can call it tonight. Looks like people want to go. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let me just end the recording and I'll speak 1 minute. 1 second.